We all hate gossip, right? Raise your hand if you would be happy if gossip would be completely eliminated. If you just didn't have to worry about it, no one you knew would do it, you would never have a problem with it, right? Most of us, hate gossip. Unless there was someone who's working for the paparazzi, everyone would like it to be gone. But it's still so easy to slip into. I say everyone would like gossip being gone. I guess not everybody raised their hand on that one. Not gonna call anyone out by name. Garrett Finchel. he was probably just trying to open up his Bible. He was probably just getting ready. All I know is he plays in a rock and roll band, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Anyway, what was I saying? All right. right. So everyone hates gossip, but it's so easy to slip into. Now, if you're very clever, you caught that I just gossiped. And if you're not, hey, Garrett, thanks for letting me do that. Okay. We talked ahead of time, so it was not so bad. So if you missed that, don't worry. It's very subtle. Gossip's very tricky. And I'll give you three questions so you can know that you're not gossiping. You can stay clear of gossip. These three questions are very simple and easy to keep you in the clear and away from gossip. Now, a lot of times we get tricked into gossip, and I think it's such a terrible offense. It destroys lives and hurts people so much that we think, how could that be something I could get a part of? But I don't think it comes entirely from some evil, maniacal part of your heart. It comes from something pretty natural, that's pretty human. We're curious, and we love stories. In fact, we'd like to see the ups and downs of people's lives, and we're interested in how they go. It helps us relate to them, and we see ourselves in stories like this. There's a whole section of movies that's called drama, and it's popular. And the reality TV, we like to see the unfiltered ups and downs of people because we connect with that. And it's not entirely a terrible part of us. In fact, when someone is going through a difficult time and they want to someone to listen to their story, they want you to have that part of you in you. They want you to be able to be interested, deeply interested in their story. They want you to be able to connect with them, to empathize, to have curiosity, to say, oh, I see myself in this, and I care about your story. So that's a good part of you to have there. If you didn't have that part, you would be like a robot, and no one likes talking to robots for their when they're going through something difficult. I don't know. I've not really talked to a robot. I've told Siri a few things, and she's just really not that empathetic. So it's good that you have a sense of empathy, and this is what trips us up. So here's some three simple questions. Keep you in the clear. Question number one, ask yourself, is it helpful? Is it helpful? I feel like there's a part of your brain that comes up with all the excuses for your terrible ideas. Now, this isn't science, but this is what I feel like happens. It's the same part of your brain that comes up with, yeah, you should hit the snooze button one more time. You're not going to miss the bus. Or you should send that email. Don't sleep on it. They really need to know what you think. You're like, that's the part of the brain that we may even tell you in a time of gossip, I can't help it. It's the truth. That's what it may come up with. It may say, I can't help it. It's the truth. Well, here's the thing. Everything we say should be true, right? Everything that comes from the bottom half of our face to another person should be true. Everything. That's kind of our thing, right? We follow the Bible. We follow Jesus. We're trying to be good people. Everything should be true. There's a great quote by Craig Groeschel. He's an author and a pastor, and he says, everything you say should be true, but not everything true should be said. I'll say that one more time. It's really great. Everything you say should be true, but not everything true should be said. And how can we be sure which one of these true things should we choose? And a good place to start is asking, is it helpful? Is it helpful? There's a great scripture. Please turn to Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4:29. And imagine, if you will, a world in which everyone does this perfectly. It's an amazing scripture. It's a great place to just strive for. I'll read it. It says, Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that may benefit those who listen. That is an amazing world if we could live in a world where everyone did that. Imagine politics where people only said things to build each other up. Or imagine the sports leagues where they were encouraging to one another and helpful. Imagine, this is the biggest one, imagine the internet where people were trying to help each other and build each other up, and only wholesome talk came out of everyone's mouths. That would be a completely different world that we would live in. So a great place to start when wondering if you're in the realm of gossip is to ask yourself, is it helpful? The second thing to ask, is it private? Is it private? Is this something that I should not be sharing with other people? That same part of your brain, again, that's not science. I'm just making this up. You can double check your facts. Dr. Kayleen Schreiber, she could tell you. She knows a lot about the brain. She could tell you if there's a section there. She's giving me a not, probably. Yeah, she's kind of, so definitely not science, just so you can be sure. But that part of the brain that I thought existed, it may say to you something like, I don't care, I'd say it to his face. Right? That's the part. So that's why you could say it to other people. You don't mind if you eventually are found out gossiping. If the other person confronts you and you would say, well, yeah, I did. That was me. Well, again, that's not really a great defense. You might, if you start with that, the better part of your brain, the other side, again, not science, you could say, I should say it to my brother's face. I should talk directly to that face and only that face. If you look at Matthew 18, verse 15, it says, go to your brother. Go to your brother if you have some sort of dispute, if you have some sort of problem, some sort of issue. Don't tell all your friends or gripe to everyone else. Go to them privately, because it may be something you can handle privately. That's the place to start. It may have to grow from there and involve more people, but it may just be something you can handle completely privately. So the second thing, of course, to ask yourself, is it private? There's a few more times in which you might ask yourself, is it private? It might be something when you think you're being helpful. Or this is a scenario in which people sometimes pretend to be helpful. Like they want to tell you gossip through a prayer request, where they say something to the effect of, you know, Janine had to leave church halfway through because of her stomach again. We're going to have to pray for her. I heard her twice during the sermonette. I know, bless her heart. So that's just gossiping. You're not really deeply concerned about that person. You're just telling the juicy bit of tales about somebody. I'm talking, sometimes there's moments where you're deeply concerned. They're going through a deep trial, and your heart's breaking for them, and you know someone that could really, really help them, or someone who loves them and then would pray for them, and you want to share that story, and you care deeply. And so what we should do, still ask, is it private? Is it something that they've already told us we should keep privately? Or go back to that person and ask, can I share this with somebody? Because this is something you may have told me in privacy, but I'm not sure. So clarify. Make sure you're not sharing something that they're going through, a health trial or any other kind of situation. Even in your hope to be helpful, to tell something that's not your news to tell, or something that's private. Another tricky situation, especially for mothers and mother-in-laws, is if it's good news. If you got really good news and you want to share it, right? You want to tell the other people, everyone, it's still, you have to check, because it may be something they want to share. Maybe you have your first grandbaby coming along. So you still should ask that person if that's information that you can share. And if it's not private. So an important thing to ask. Number one, is it helpful? Number two, is it private? And the third thing to ask, are you participating? Am I participating in gossip? And that includes even listening. Even listening is participating in gossip. Here's a scripture that you'll appreciate. Proverbs 17 verse 4 is pretty strong. It says, wrongdoers easily listen to gossip, Wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip. And we don't, it's pretty clear, we should get out of a situation in which we're listening to gossip. And that's kind of those uncomfortable times. Sometimes it's partly about them. Maybe a person's opening up and you feel close to them and you don't want to hurt their feelings. And maybe it's about them, but also about another person, and they're kind of bashing the other person. You have to find a way out of that. The Bible's pretty clear. And you, I would challenge you to maybe think of ways to get out of it. Maybe even on the car ride home, maybe practice answers you could give to someone who's gossiping and try to get out of it. It's something you, it would be nice to have something prepared before you go into it. I know I've had people, sometimes when I'm being negative on somebody, someone would call me out on it, or maybe say something positive. Say this is, say one of their positive traits, and then I snap out of it and say, oh, yes, right, they're this, this, and this, and I'm only focusing on one thing. So maybe your response is saying something positive. Or maybe some sort of formulated answer you might could work on is something like, I'm trying to think of more positively about other people, and it sounds like your story is leading me to believe something more negative about them. Would you maybe change your story? Maybe tell me some good things about him, or tell me something different? I don't know. I know some of you are passive people, and even that seems like a little rough for you. So, but I'm telling you, you're not off the hook. You still have to get out. So I have a solution for even passive people. Just look for something that's around you, maybe a glass of water. Pour that on your lap. I promise that ends the conversation right then and there. Whatever they're talking about, that ends that conversation. And you're on the clear. You can excuse yourself. Excuse me, I have to deal with this now. You're out. No one's in the clear. No one's in the clear. I promise, you're out. And if you're more aggressive, I know there are some here, take that same glass of water on their lap in a conversation. You probably have to judge that person, your relationship with that person, what you would respond. But anyway, the Bible's clear. You have to exit from something like that and not participate in something that's like gossip. So again, we remember, is it helpful? Is a good question. Number two, is it private? Number three, am I participating? Also, these are all good defenses, but the best defense is a good offense. And so one way to be on the offensive is to look around and see people who are doing amazing things and tell their stories to other people. Tell your friends about how there's this one person you see at church every week who's very kind and encouraging and gives you great words and lifts you up every time you see him. Tell them about that guy who's always helping with the chairs and stacking them every time and so diligent and never misses time. Tell them about that guy. Tell good stories. Look for good stories and share those stories. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, it says, death and life are in the power of a tongue. And so we need to make sure that we're using our tongue to give life. Use our words to help other people as much as we can. So if you would, ask yourselves these questions to keep yourself a good defense against gossip, and then try to speak life every chance you can.